Hi, in this video in our Azure Connected Services series, we're going to show how to configure APNS or Apple Push Notification Services. Before we get started, we're going to open the config.xml file in our Cordova app and copy the ID for the widget element, which is your reverse domain name. We need to use that in the Apple developer account for our app ID to save steps later on. So first thing is we want to go to our Apple developer portal page, and we're going to start by creating a new app ID. Go to Certificates, Identifiers, and Profiles, click App IDs, and then you want to hit the plus button over here, add a new app ID. So type a description and we'll call it testing push notification. And we need to add an explicit app ID as well, and this should be the same as the widget ID in your config.xml. And make sure you select push notifications, and then we see now that the push notifications are configurable. Click register and then done. And we see the new app ID show up here. And then we need to create a certificate. So click the plus button and select Apple Push Notification Service and continue. And then select the app ID here that we just created, continue. And now we need to create a certificate signing request. To do that, go to the keychain access on your Mac. Certificate assistant, request a certificate from a certificate authority, type in your email address, and also your CA email address, which must be the same as for the Apple developer account, and make sure you've chosen save to disk at the bottom. That's the easiest way to go through this process. And click continue. And save it in your documents folder. Click save. And then show in Finder. And here we go to back to the portal. Click continue. Choose the file and then go to the documents folder and select that new certificate. Click continue. And we have the new certificate. Great. So we download it. And then we're done. So we see the new iOS certificate over here on the right. And the next thing is we need to register a device for push notifications. So under devices, choose all. And we have one device registered already, which we're going to use later. But for now, we'll show you how to add a new one. Click the plus button, and then type a name for the device you want to register for push. And to register a new device, you need a UDID, and the place to get that is your iTunes app and your devices, the summary for your device. You can find the serial number here, and if you click on that, you get the UDID. You should be able to paste that, but if not, you have a longer copy operation. Anyway, you need to get that value and enter it into the UDID field, and then click continue. Your registered devices will show up here, so you need to enable them for push notifications. And the next thing is we need to configure a provisioning profile. And go under, you can either do a development or distribution profile. Click the plus button. Here we're doing development, so we choose iOS app development. If you're building your app for distribution, then you're going to want to select a distribution profile. So click continue, And here you want to select the app ID that you previously created, testing push notifications.demo, and then click the continue button. Select the certificate that you want and the device that's registered already, and then create a profile name. We'll call it testing push notification. Click continue, and then download this to your device. Make sure you double click the downloaded certificates to get them installed to your keychain access. And now you'll be ready to configure your to set up push notifications, and we'll need to do the notification hub next. In the Azure portal, go to your mobile app, and in the settings you want to go to push Apple APNS, and then you want to upload the certificate. And here you upload the .p12 push certificate file that you created earlier. Make sure to select sandbox if you created a development push certificate. Otherwise, choose production.